The fact that Hobbes were Mab's subjects meant that matters were even murkier than I thought, and that now was probably a reasonably good time to start panicking. But first things first, prevent the scary little girl from killing me. I have no idea who was ordering these things around, I said quietly. The archive stared at me for an endless second. Then that ancient, implacable gaze moved to Michael. Sir Knight, she said, her tone polite, will you vouch for this man? Maybe it was just my imagination that it took Michael a second longer to answer than he might have done in the past. Of course. She stared at him as well, and then nodded her head. Mr. Dresden, you remember my bodyguard, Kincaid? Yeah, I said. My voice didn't exactly bubble with enthusiasm. Hi, tough guy. What brings you to Chicago? Kincaid showed me even more teeth. The midget, he said. I hate the snow. If it was up to me, I'd much rather be somewhere warm, say Hawaii, for example. I am not a midget, the archive said in a firmly disapproving tone. I am in the 74th percentile for height for my age, and stop trying to provoke him. The midget's no fun, Kincaid explained. I tried to get her to join the Girl Scouts, but she wasn't having any of it. If I want to glue macaroni to a paper plate, I can do that at home, said the archive. It's hours past my bedtime, and I have no desire to entangle ourselves with the local authorities. We should leave. She frowned at Kincaid. Obviously, our movements have been tracked. Our quarters here are probably compromised. She turned her eyes back to me. I formally request the hospitality of the White Council until such time as I can establish secure lodgings. I said. Lucio made a quick motion with one hand, urging me to accept. Of course, I said, nodding at the archive. Excellent, the archive said. She turned to Kincaid. I'm soaked. My coat and a change of clothes are in my bag on the train. I'll need them. Kincaid gave me a skeptical glance, but tellingly he didn't argue with the archive. Instead, he vanished quickly down the stairs. The archive turned to me. Statistically speaking, the emergency services of this city should begin to arrive in another 3 minutes, given the weather and the condition of the roads. It would be best for all of us if we were gone by then. Couldn't agree more, I said. I grimaced. Whoever did this is taking awful chances, moving this publicly. The archive's not quite human gaze bored into me for a moment. Then she said, matters may be quite a bit worse than that. I'm afraid our troubles are just beginning.